Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 48. Visible translated text is as follows. 10 Saturday morning and also our payroll, which showed on the financial sheet. These reports in the payroll are necessary to make up the financial sheet. We paid off at Saturday noon. It has been our fixed custom ever since we have been in existence to make up the financial sheet on Saturday. I help Frank make out the financial sheet by getting up part of the data, getting up a sheet that we term the factory record, the number of pencils packed for the week, getting up the time records. I get the reports from the different foremen and foreladies. I get the slat records from the slat mills, the number of slats delivered to manufacture pencils with, and give him the totals of the payroll. With the exception of the last week in July and the first week in August, I miss no time from the factory after June last, excepting my trip on the road during January. With that exception, I have not missed a single Saturday after the 1st of June, 1912. I usually leave the factory at 12:30 and return at 2 to 2:15. Frank would leave a little after 1 and return about 3. I do not recall a single Saturday that Frank returned earlier than I did. As soon as Frank would get back, he would get to work on his part of the data, and he would continue to finish the sheet. We both worked together. The street doors were always open. Office boys would be in the outer office. Frequently, we were interrupted by salesmen calling on us Saturday afternoon. The stenographers came back very seldom on Saturday afternoon. We were liable to be interrupted any time on Saturday afternoon by people on business. As to who else stayed at the factory on Saturday afternoon, Harry Denham usually, Walter Pride Holloway, who would stay until 4:30. Newt Lee was the first night watchman we ever had. Frank and I usually left the factory at 5:30 or 5:45 on Saturdays.